T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The president is in the middle of a week-long trip to Europe. After the NATO summit, Mr. Trump will meet the Queen in the UK and then fly on to Finland for talks with Vladimir Putin.
CBS correspondent Bill Rakoff is on our news line. Bill, at one point there was talk the president shouldn't get a chance to meet with the Queen. He'll be at Windsor Castle, though, on Friday. What can we expect?
We expect the usual niceties that will go along with the royal visit. We don't really expect any controversies at this point, particularly in the meeting with Her Royal Highness. It is taking place most notably at Windsor Castle, which is about 20 miles outside of downtown London. A lot of pains are being taken to keep Mr. Trump as much as possible out of London itself, which is expected to be the site of a number of protests. So he will visit the Queen there. He's also going to visit Theresa May at her country estate, Chequers, rather than number 10 Downing Street.
Hasn't been the best week for Prime Minister May politically, with the Brexit dust-up and people leaving her cabinet. This trip, is it bad timing for her having Mr. Trump arriving now?
Well, it depends who you ask, I suppose. I mean, those who do not particularly care for the Prime Minister's handling of Brexit up until this point might see the President's visit as an attempt to bolster that up. But here's the interesting dynamic. Mr. Trump is going to go in here with the pro-Brexit mentality. He wants to beef up Theresa May as much as possible. But then again, you have her own Foreign Minister, Boris Johnson, who just resigned last week, who is also said to be very close to Trump. So the President's going to try to weave between the two of those there. And while he does have that pro-Brexit stance, it's going to be interesting to see how he comes down. And the president, not exactly known for nuance, if you get my drift on these things.
And quickly, the president has been tough on NATO allies. How does that play out ahead of his sit down with Russia's Vladimir Putin?
Well, it's interesting, again, because the president, and you can look at two things here, Kevin. You can look at what the president has said and what the president has done. The president sounds very tough on NATO. He wants other member countries to contribute their share to Europe's defense. Doesn't think it's fair the United States is shouldering a lot of the burden for that. And there is some general agreement to that. But then again, the president has backed some of that up with resources in Europe to for NATO and other things. So, you know, how's Vladimir Putin going to respond to it? Probably the way that Russia has responded to most things going on with NATO. We'll take it with a grain of salt. I think most people are going to be very interested in seeing what the president and Putin have to say outside of any NATO issues.
Always good to talk with our friend Bill Rakoff at CBS News. Bill, thanks.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.